Guessing Game, a Merlin fanfic by Viz Brondrich, read by Sophie Nisba. The pairing is Arthur Merlin, rating NC-17. Arthur, Merlin whined. He was tied to the headboard, fingers curling uselessly against air and sight obstructed by the makeshift blindfold that was Arthur's tie. It was the one covered in little golf clubs that Merlin hated with a passion, and the very same one that Arthur so often wore to lunch with his father. Luther seemed to think that having a gay son who dated a sex shop owner wouldn't be so bad if that son still liked golf, and Arthur had decided long ago not to disillusion his father on that front. They'd made a bet earlier in the evening that if Merlin could correctly identify every toy Arthur used on him without looking, Arthur would take him on a beach vacation. Merlin had been very confident, and Arthur had been too distracted by the box of toys Merlin had pulled from under his bed to pay very much attention to the promises falling out of his mouth. They'd started with a normal array of silicon and plastic, but the thing about owning a shop that specialized in such items was that Merlin was something of an expert. Big, small, curved, and ridged, Merlin had moaned out the name for each, and even the brand for a couple. Arthur wondered vaguely if Merlin made a point of trying out all of his products before presenting them to the sex toy buying public. Arthur definitely wouldn't put it past him. They had never specified exactly how many objects Merlin had to guess, and Arthur, ever the quick learner, soon opted to change tactics. He started with a heavy gold pen his father had given him for his birthday, apparently still of the opinion that all proper businessmen should have a big, thick pen. Merlin liked to joke that this tradition was really a way of making up for the lack of big, thick penises. After all, it was only two letters extra. Arthur was rather proud, however, that Merlin couldn't use him as evidence of this phenomenon. He'd always been praised for both length and girth, and although Merlin moaned that his previous sexual partners were either saying things in the moment or were trying to suck up to him in more ways than one, Arthur refused to believe a word of it. The correct answer came quickly, although Arthur admitted that he may have made a mistake in causing the expensive-sounding click when his fingers strayed over the button. Next came the end of a hairbrush. Correct. Probably too easy. Next, the straight handle of an umbrella. Correct. Arthur was beginning to feel like a bit of a pervert, prowling around his own flat and looking for objects that were roughly the size and shape of a dick and didn't include any unpleasant textures or protruding parts. A cucumber, perhaps? But no, that was too cliché even for his taste. It reminded him of a drunken adventure back in uni when he and his mates had purchased an extra, extra large bottle of lube and stood around with it in the produce section, eyeing various vegetables, much to the horror of passers-by. He briefly eyed a candy bar, still in the wrapper, before spinning to the fridge with a deliciously nefarious expression plastered on his face. "Oh, fuck!" Merlin cried out loudly, arching off the bed a minute later. "Oh, Arthur, that's freezing!" It would be an easy guess, Arthur figured, but it was worth it for the reaction alone. He wrapped fingers more securely around the wooden stick and pushed into Merlin's slick, yielding body. Merlin yelped again, straining against the ties and mewling pitifully. "Popsicle! Popsicle!" he yelled. "Next!" But Arthur was enjoying himself far too much to give up quite yet. He leaned in, running a lazy tongue along the underside of Merlin's cock and pulling the popsicle half out. He thrust it in with one smooth push and enjoyed the way it made Merlin twist and jerk, stretching all that pale, delicious skin out for him and him alone. He slid his tongue lower, over Merlin's balls and down to where he was stretched pink around the frozen shaft. "Do you think they make dick-shaped popsicles?" he asked, a laugh in his voice. Merlin made a particularly choice noise in response as Arthur's tongue darted out to catch the dribble of purple that was leaking perilously close to his expensive silk sheets. "Really, Merlin, I like these sheets," he chided, letting out a soft laugh as he pushed his tongue forward again. He alternated between thrusting the popsicle at a maddening rhythm, slow and deep, and teasing Merlin with the tip of his tongue, sucking and licking at the stretched ring of his hole, pushing in just enough to make Merlin whine and shove back. A bewildering moment later, Arthur went to pull the popsicle out for a deep thrust and found himself holding nothing but the slightly stained wooden stick printed with a stupid joke about jellyfish in a Volkswagen bus. A beat later, he had started to laugh hysterically. "Arthur?" Merlin growled in question, body shuddering. Fuck, it's cold. Arthur, what are you... His voice dropped off when Arthur placed the stick on his naked belly and carried on laughing like a hyena. Did it? Merlin started. Fell off inside. Arthur laughed against his hip, brushing lips over skin flushed hot with want. Fuck you! Merlin cried, rocking his hips against nothing. He'd been desperate and maddeningly hard for what felt like hours, and damn if Arthur was going to fail him now. Do something, you prat! Arthur obliged by doubling the efforts of his tongue between Merlin's legs, driving Merlin nearly to the edge without so much as touching his cock. Merlin opened his mouth to deliver a scathing demand for more, anything, when, as if on cue, Arthur wrapped deft fingers around his cock and used that sharp stroke and twist that he knew brought Merlin off every time. Merlin all but screamed as he came, flailing unconsciously with long limbs in that way that Arthur found more than a little endearing. Merlin had always been a bit awkward with his arms and legs, but the dilemma was generally solved when Arthur wrapped his own arms around as many of them as he could reach and pulled Merlin close. When he came back to himself, Merlin found his wrists free and the ability to see returned to him. Arthur was half curled up and chuckling cheerfully next to him on the sheets, having apparently brought himself off in the interim. Merlin wanted badly to punch him right in his stupid, smug face, but tired limbs and that odd post-coital feeling of floating urged him to curl up against Arthur instead and smirk against his shoulder. So, when are we going to Maui? The end.